Welcome to Sarah and T, the podcast that focuses on professional vacation rental management. Brought to you by Sarah Bradford of Winter Park Lodging Company and Steamboat Lodging Company, located in the mountains of Colorado, as well as Tim Caffrey of Outer Banks Blue and Sandbridge Blue Realty Services on the coast of North Carolina and Virginia. Separately, Sarah and T manage more than 600 vacation rental properties and are regarded as two of the top experts on vacation rental management. Together, they bring you this podcast to share their experience, have some fun, and let you know that you are not alone in this crazy business of providing short-term rentals to the public. Now, for the next 30 minutes or so, get ready to have some fun and maybe learn something. Here's our hosts, Sarah and T.
How about that? Hello, Sarah, and welcome to Jeremy. You're doing a great job, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. I'm a little nervous. Sarah's right. I'm a little nervous.
We're going to put you on the spot here in the next little bit because you have been the host with the most. We are probably going to work in there somewhere. Oh, no. Here comes Jeremy. You have done a spectacular job. Very effective on the introducing of the stage and the fast pace of this Breezeway conference that you put in place, this Elevate. And so as we start, why did you do this?
Yeah, great question. I think, you know, when we were on the fence, I think when we all went remote about a year ago, all the conferences got canceled. We felt like the industry was a little inundated with webinars and Zooms, and we were all getting pretty zoomed out. I think we did. And then we noticed as the year sort of came to a close, there was a bit of a gap. Folks weren't getting together. The conversation was getting a little stale. We've got a long way to go till we get to the fall conferences. It's just an important topic. There's been an increase over the last 5 years at VRMA and in the conferences. We spent a little more time talking about operations. It's not all marketing, but we felt like this deserves, it's a big piece of the business, deserves its own voice.
Well, if for the listeners out there that are not live, that this is recorded for, and we may have to edit a little bit if you screw up, we are with Jeremy Gale of Breezeway, who started Breezeway, runs Breezeway, and we are live. That's a live podcast, even though a podcast isn't live. We're live with everybody from the Elevate conference listening in to this final session.
All 700 of them, right?
Oh, my goodness. Not even as close to how many listen to our podcast. So we are excited to chat with you, Jeremy. And we also really want to get into the takeaways over the last 2 days of this Elevate conference. So let's dig into that. Tim, do you want to kick it off?
Sure. The takeaways is where it's at. And so you've had the catbird seat here, Jeremy. What are your major takeaways before we start throwing ours at you?
Thank you. It was as multidisciplinary as we thought it would be. We tried to bring together a group of speakers coming with different perspectives about the industry, and I think that came through. I'm really excited about, I thought the short format forced people to think about what they wanted to say succinctly and quickly. I'll try to do the same with you. I thought it was great. There's just a lot of awesome sound bites, like Travis from Marriott Homes and Villas talking about the illusion, creating the illusion that you're the only person that's been at this property. Amber Carpenter from Acme House had some great comments about the psychology of the stay, how you want to leave guests, not just about their impressions when they come in, but their impressions when they leave. I thought that was super interesting. I was really excited that each one of these sessions had tangible little kernels of gold in there.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I also wrote down Amber's comment about the checkout experience. So Tim and I, our last episode we just did was about the first 15 minutes of the arrival and how important that is. And to be honest, I don't think a lot about the checkout. I've never really talked about that. So Amber is calling us out on the checkout experience. It's a good point.
I also like the idea around that same time yesterday morning, a new term came to me, Jeremy. I'm not sure if you had heard this or if this was a surprise or not, but the idea of instead of a property manager or a rental manager, maybe we need to think of ourselves as hospitality managers. Light bulb went off for me on that one.
Yeah, we've been talking about that and thinking about that. That goes back to a conversation. I've had some conversations with Matt Lando about that. Does property manager, and I've thought about this, for Breezeway and just for the industry, property manager sounds really transactional. I think it underserves a lot of the work that people in the industry do. Like, property manager is like going to react and going to be like, something goes wrong, I'm there, call me. You know, I'm not really proactive. I'll manage it if something comes up. But you do, but people do so much more than that. I think it doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, we need to change the term. I've always said we're not property managers, we're vacation rental managers, but I like even more hospitality manager. So let's push that out there in the industry. Speaking of Matt Landau quoted Jeremy Gale on his session. And he said, Jeremy, you quoted you as saying, supplement with tools for the things you don't get credit for. Do you remember ever saying that? Anyway,
I just made it up.
Sounds like something I might say.
Okay, yeah. Well, apparently you did. So he didn't really go on and explain it. Can you explain more what that meant? Because I wrote that down as, okay, what's that mean?
Yeah, I think what I mean by that is the job's difficult. My wife picks on me that I say that too often, but I think it is true because I do believe it. So you have to supplement, use technology in ways where you're just things that you can really automate that are not part of the experience, where people are, your guests and your owners are going to be less likely to feel the difference between that human touch. It shouldn't, part of it should be, we just heard this from Ben too, like part of it should be like, hey, don't just focus on the top line, focus on the bottom line, focus on efficiency and cost savings. But part of it also is not just, that means we're ruthlessly going to cut ahead at the business. We're going to take that person and we're going to shift them into a role where they can provide more of a human touch to our guest services or our owner services.
So give us a specific, I guess this is a really great softball to throw you, but what's an example of technology for that?
Well, I think a good example came up, Ashley from River Ridge, right? She uses automated text messaging to send that message out. It facilitates the conversation, gets it going. But then when someone writes back, a human picks it up and she can really delight customers and say like, well, wait, there actually is a person interacting with me. So they got it going in an automated way, but they then pick it up with the human touch. And I think that's a good example.
Good one. See, everyone's getting to see our secret stuff we do on the podcast here because they're looking at us. Normally you can't see us, but this is when I go, Tim, go. Yeah,
that's right. It's up to me now. Okay, so you've listened to some of the top leaders in the organization of the Vacation Rental Management Association. What's your impression of the state of the vacation rental industry right now after listening to these folks the last 2 days?
I think it's so healthy. I think we covered this, that there's so much potential. I believe in this industry. We are still at this stage where there's just so much potential. 2020 is not an anomaly with vacation rentals being, you know, I don't think anyone, I would expect this is the case for the both of you. Like, I don't think you were tremendously surprised that by the end of 2020, we were looking back and saying to ourselves, like, vacation rentals, it's this resilient, like, hospitality segment. I think we've all known that. Like, this is a unique, authentic hospitality segment that is going absolutely nowhere but up. What we heard over the last day is there's just tremendous potential for that. There's challenges. Operations is a big challenge that comes with that, but it doesn't undercut the potential in the state of the industry.
I don't know. A year ago this Monday, this coming Monday, if you had said, are you going to be totally resilient and doing great at the end of 2020? I would have just cried some more and told you I have no idea, because that's when the ski resort shut down. We're coming up on our annual anniversary, I guess, of that. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad they're resilient. And that's just to quote Amy Highnote on that. She said that some survey, I can't remember what survey it was, said 11% more people now are going to choose a vacation rental after COVID than before. And to quote Amy Highnote, not quoting myself because my parents listen to this podcast, she said, let's not F it up, everybody. So what she's saying is we're in a great spot. Yeah. Let's get professional. Let's treat guests right. Let's give them this great experience. We are in the right place right now.
Yeah, I think that's why we thought about how we were going to brand this conference. That's why we said Elevate. Not that there are so many managers so the industry is still dominated by professional managers who are incredible at their jobs, right? As we see this growing potential, and there's so much growth, like now's the time to elevate along with it and just grow with it.
Amy Hynote just wrote on the chat, and it said, apologies to Sarah's parents.
Yes.
I know there's live chat, though. The chat is live for everyone who's still with us. Don't just let Sarah and T beat up on me.
Yeah. You know?
Jump in here.
Right in. And the theme of today, I thought, Jeremy, was housekeeping. Boy, that was really brought home. And what a critical differentiator for vacation rental managers right now.
Yes. What we wanted to do, and I think we did an okay job with it, I'll give it to myself. The team did a great job putting together the event. What we were hoping to do through this was have the day one be a little more focused on high level thought leadership, what's happening in the industry. Day two, be a lot more about the practicalities and really invite like the operators, the real people who are actually doing work here into the conversation. And I love that. We're going to do this again, and we're going to continue to build on that part of it.
And Christy West in the chat said that Amy's comment is a main takeaway from the summit. So good on you, Amy. And if anybody wants to chat, put in the chat any questions you want us to ask Jeremy or your key takeaway. We'd love for you to put it in there.
Yep.
And Amy is going to share with us this where she got that 11% more travelers will choose a VR survey. She'll give us the source for that, and we'll share it here in a second.
One of my main takeaways you mentioned yesterday is that the secret's out on us not washing bedspreads.
Eesh. Yeah.
Lake LaPera gave us that takeaway.
I think that's interesting, though. Like that panel with Lake from Village and some other great folks, you know, where Lake was talking about, like, how are you going to manage that extra 20 minutes? Even if you are doing, and then you think about that, you pull in Eddie Gray from Newman Daily was saying this morning about scratches on the pans or a watermark on the fork or something that, you know, would have passed before, but now is a signal that maybe things aren't as totally cleaned as they should be. I think that's a big, big challenge.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm passionate about that.
And Eric, you have the right spot. That is the chat, by the way.
Eric, yeah, Martinez. Eric wrote in saying, where's this chat you're talking about? Just chat to the panelists and we'll read out your key takeaway.
Yes.
So we were going to do a poll, Tim, but of course, in our normal fashion, we were too late to turn the questions in.
Yes.
So we're going to do a different kind of poll. Are you ready, Jeremy?
I'm ready.
Well, we're going to tell you what the poll was going to be, and then you're going to choose the answer, okay? Unless everybody starts chatting like crazy what they want. So everybody out there, think about what you would have said. Do you want us to ask Jeremy which of the following questions? His biggest fear when he started Breezeway. Second question would be, do-over. Would you have sold Flipkey if you could do it all over again? Third question, what will Airbnb stock price be a year from now? And fourth question, boxers or briefs? So you get to pick which question you want to answer.
I'll do some rapid fire. You know, I think the biggest fear when starting Breezeway was flew a couple of managers up to Boston. I interviewed a couple dozen managers that have been our clients at Flipkey. I talked to them about their operations. A lot of people don't really know that. I started a property management company in Boston just to see what it was like to try and coordinate service, and ran that company for 8 months to sort of dog food and eat like what the problem was, because I was very familiar with the marketing side. And I think the biggest fear was just that operations is so thick. It's so challenging. And I think even still today, you know, we're doing a good job. There's so much more we can do with our product. I don't think the industry has seen yet something that can really like just hits the mark. Because
so what was your fear? The question.
Yeah, my fear was like, can we do it? Can we actually tackle this problem and do it for folks? Because it's a thick one. Do over on Flipkey. Tough question. keep it. I think we would keep it. I think there's, I think managers. And I think everyone in the industry, like some marketing choice, it's probably healthy. I think there's a lack of marketing choice in some regards, and the more the better. to just have some competitive pressure in the market. So do-over would try to keep it, and I think we could do some things, you know, pretty special with it. What was the third question?
The Airbnb stock price in a year.
Oh, yeah. Airbnb stock price in a year. I think it's going to stay pretty consistent with where it is now. It's come down a little. I haven't looked. I don't obsessively watch it. I'm not a stockholder. But I think it's probably going to hold strong. I think they're going to have a really good year. They're going to pick up the same sort of trends that everybody else is as the industry grows. So I think that's good.
Okay, so if you haven't picked up on it, we actually tricked you into a rapid fire round here. This is where we ask inane questions that there are no right or wrong answers on. So we have a few more for you here as the music's playing in the background. How about that favorite jam when you're riding down the highway and you got to turn it up every time? What's that song?
Oh, wow. I'm a big wit. I like a lot of different music, but I'm into outlaw country. I like Waylon Jennings.
Okay.
If you're going to put me on a road, like driving down the road, I'm going to play some Waylon Jennings.
I didn't see that coming. Terry White. We always ask Terry's questions. We asked those questions too when we interviewed our real live owners. Jeremy, do you know that we had our real owners on the podcast and we asked them questions? It was really cool.
Love that.
Terry had some really tough questions for them that we asked, but he has a question for you. He says Jeremiah. So I guess people call
formal,
you
formal,
Jeremiah.
Yeah. His mother. Yeah.
What is the perfect tech stack?
Terry's the expert on this, right? He's the PR.
Yeah, Terry.
I think it depends. I'm not escaping the question, but I will say we've heard this through some of the panelists, right? You can see it from internal versus external staff, how you set up your business, how you deal with owners. Like, it is really market and business dependent on what your tech stack is and how you want to accomplish this. Like, depending on what size you are, you're going to make some big changes about how you approach a property management software system and how you build tools around it.
How about this? Okay, here, one answer. Besides Breezeway, besides a property management system, what's one more piece of technology that you just can't see why someone wouldn't have?
I mean, revenue management is clutch, and I can't see, and I think, Jason, data, what they're doing at Key Data and how they're continuing to grow out that data stack for benchmarking, I can't see why you wouldn't use that.
Agreed.
Okay,
keep going. Let's make this exciting. Go ahead, Tim.
All right, a talent you currently do not have that you wish you did.
As a person or on my team?
You. This is about you.
Oh, it's about me. Oh, wow. I wish I was a little more tech. You know, I need to know a little bit more around the tech stack myself.
Wow.
That would make me a little bit more dangerous, and that would be pretty interesting. Dig in a little more.
Do you know how to write a bold tag?
How to write a bold tag? I used to know HTML and CSS pretty well.
That's impressive.
I've let that skill go.
That's impressive. Okay. What is a task you hate to do at work that you just avoid like no other?
These are hard questions.
And Corinne's on here with me on texting.
Yeah, and
She's going to tell me if it's true.
She will probably let me know if that's true. Closing the books every month is pretty mundane. That's not my favorite task of all. You know, I focus on the team a lot, focus a lot on the product, spend a lot of time with our marketing team, with our client success team, trying to make sure we're doing all the right things as a company. When it comes down to the actual accounting, I think I'm probably guilty, right? That's not my thing.
Okay, we're coming up on the time where Jeremy would usually come in and interrupt the session and let us know we only have a couple of more minutes left, but we have a couple of more questions. One from Robin Cragen. What's the next problem that Jeremy's going to solve for vacation rental managers?
I think the next problem that we are focused on is tying it all together, is how I would describe it, which is we're still some feature development we need to do. There's more features and functionality that would be really helpful in the Breezeway platform. But then the power is going to come in when you start to take these pieces and you really start to tie it together in a much closer fashion to do that performance work that Ben is talking about, where the system starts to do a lot of that for you, where you're not going in and looking at the geotagging and looking at all these different pieces of it, but we're pulling it together for you in ways that I think, just you wait. I don't think people have seen the power of what that will do for their business.
So you're going to add a PMS onto your product. Sweet.
I'm not going to do that.
Hey, don't commit. Don't commit. Okay. My last question for you is, you've been in the vacation rental world for longer than me, I think, Mr. Jeremiah, because I met you at the first Verma I went to in Arizona at the fire pit. How has it made your life better?
Oh, it's great. I mean, we were building FlipKey, thinking about how this was going to work, and we found the vacation rental industry, and it sort of found us at the same time, I would say. And I mean, this is a group and a community of people that's definitely changed my life and changed my professional career, and one that I'm very appreciative of. But just have deep understanding and connections to. Couldn't imagine it any other way. It's like, I do say this sometimes at conferences, but like, what, I mean, could you imagine, and you both know this, what a multidisciplinary, like, challenging and exciting position to have and industry to work in, where you have to find a way to be good at so many different things. It's remarkable. It's what else could keep you on your toes like this? It's incredible.
No doubt. Well, that wraps up Rapid Fire, and you win nothing, as usual, but our undying appreciation for not only playing our name game, but having this two-day Elevate conference. And so my final question for you is, how can our listeners who are listening to this podcast, or the viewers who are still with us, go back and see some of these sessions if they missed them? Are you going to give them an opportunity to see it?
We are, yes. The team is furiously working on that now. This is the first time we've done a virtual conference like this. I'm super proud of what they've done. But now we need to repackage these recordings and these sessions. We will distribute some of the full audio, and then we're also going to pack them up in little bite-sized 5-minute chunks, pull out some takeaways and nice things for people to see. So stay tuned for that.
Okay. We'll post that on Facebook, on our Sarah and T Facebook page. And if you'd like to listen to more podcast episodes by Sarah and Tim, you can go to any podcast app. Did you know that? Called Sarah and T. It's pretty easy. Don't forget my H on my name if you type that in. Hey, I also wanted to give a shout out to JD. He wrote a good takeaway we'll share with everybody later on Facebook. And then also I wanted to share that Amy said that consumer survey was, she sent us the link. So it was what Vera Mintel did. And it was after COVID had hit about short-term rentals. So we'll post that link too, and maybe you can as well, Jeremy.
Fantastic. Absolutely. That's Jeremiah Gall. He is the CEO of Breezeway and the father of Elevate, the two-day conference that just took place. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate the opportunity to do our podcast live for your folks. And for those listening to the recording, can go to your Breezeway site and see more. So appreciate your time, sir.
And everybody smile, because I'm taking a picture. Okay. Thanks, Jeremy. Great job. That. And I hope you have a good, relaxing few days after this haul.
Hopefully that was really good. I appreciate you being on here and doing this and doing one take podcast.
Amen.
And that puts a wrap on another episode of Sarah and T, the Professional Vacation Rental Managers podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Sarah Bradford of Winter Park Lodging Company and Steamboat Lodging Company, as well as Tim Cafferty of Outer Banks Blue and Sandbridge Blue Realty Services. Music is provided by Ben Sound. Sarah and T invite you to join them for their next episode. But in the meantime, they encourage you to stay in touch through their website, sarahandt.com, social media channels, or give them a call at 336-612-1612. They love to hear from listeners, giving them feedback on what you just heard or providing ideas for future episodes. We look forward to speaking with you next time on Sarah and T. Okay.